I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, advice on avoiding the kinds of scams that have left thousands of investors high and dry. Our regular personal finance guru, Alvin Hall, is with us. But first, murder. Nationally, there has actually been good news to report. The homicide rate has actually been relatively stable in recent years, except for one group, Black teenaged boys. New research confirms what too many grieving mothers already know, that the homicide rate for Black teens has actually surged since 2000 and 2001. Joining me now to talk about the findings is the lead author of the study, James Allen Fox. He's professor of criminal justice at Northeastern University. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us. This is very disturbing.
My pleasure. Well, it is disturbing. And for many people, it is news because we've been lulled into a sense of complacency and calm by the fact that we're at a relatively low point right now in America in terms of homicide. We heard there were 30-year lows, and the increase we've seen since 2000 are quite minimal. Yet hidden within that overall calm is this surging rate that you mentioned, as much as 50% increase in killings by young Black males with guns. And unless we do something about it now, unless we get back to the challenging and sometimes expensive task of crime control and crime prevention like we did in the 1990s, things could get worse so that we'll look back at someday at 2008 and say, boy, those are the good old days.
That I want to give you just some of the top lines of the report. You found that from 2002 to 2007, the number of homicides involving Black male juveniles as victims rose by 31%, as perpetrators, 43%. And in terms of gun killings, what you were just talking about, the rate of increase was 54% for young Black males as victims. And you compare this, you say this is true across the country, it's true across regions, it's true compared to other demographic groups like young white teens. The obvious question is why? Why is this happening, particularly to this one group?
Well, we got so complacent that we started seeing budget cuts, particularly at the federal level. Since 2000, the money invested in the community-oriented policing program, COPS program, has been slashed by over 80%. Funding for juvenile justice and other grant programs for prevention programs for kids have been slashed as well, under this notion that our problems have been solved. No, we don't solve the crime problem. We only control it. And we start paying attention elsewhere and ignoring the issue, it can rebound. Now, let's also understand that the situation today is not anywhere near as horrible as it was in the early 1990s. Yet this growth among young Black males is not a 1 or 2 year aberration. It's been mounting since the year 2000, as we've had shifting priorities in Washington. And it could get worse. And I'm hopeful, actually, that with the new administration in Washington, things can be turned around, and they can be if we work hard at it. Obama, for example, talked during the campaign about his concern with how Congress is dealing with illegal gun markets. There's an amendment called the Tehart Amendment, which restricts the ability to identify illegal gun sources and markets. We need to look closely at that. Also, the Vice President-elect, Joe Biden, was the mastermind, actually, behind the 100,000 cops program of Bill Clinton years. And he has talked about trying to restore that funding.
So I'm optimistic. Can you talk a little bit about what that program is, though? I'm not sure most people know. What is it? What programmatic interventions do you think are actually effective?
Well, it's really a blend of policing and smart policing, as well as crime prevention for younger kids. Short-term and long-term initiatives. We now have a substantial number of at-risk youth. In fact, the numbers are growing. And even though we're in a recession right now, you can't tell an 8-year-old living in a high-crime neighborhood in Baltimore or Philly or Detroit, hold on for a few years until the recession's over. We'll get back to you. You know, kids continue to develop, and gangs are always recruiting, so we have to invest funds in prevention programs, after-school programs, Boys and Girls Clubs initiatives, as well as anti-gang initiatives that police departments maintain. And if we don't, the situation, as I said, could get worse. Now, I know the economic times are tough, but we're bailing out the banking industry. We're bailing out the auto industry. We need a bailout for at-risk youth. The real choice is ours, either pay for these programs now or pray for the victims later.
The incarceration rate in this country is already at a at a high, at a historic high, and internationally, our incarceration rate exceeds that of every other Western industrialized country. It compares to that of, I think, Russia and some totalitarian regimes. So how many more people can you lock up? Or are you, is that not what you're saying?
I'm not talking about locking up. As has been put very well by others, trying to deal with the crime problem by building prisons is trying to deal with cancer by building cemeteries. Prisons is the last step. It's exceptionally far greater value and significantly less costly to invest in prevention programs than to build prisons down the road. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of prison time. Absolutely. We know that. We know that prevention does work, but it takes investment now. And it takes strong leadership because that kind of investing in programs for youth, doesn't necessarily show results today or tomorrow. It may take years down the road when we have a generation of kids that aren't as violent as today's. And unfortunately for many political leaders, that's not a very palatable situation of investing funds now so that down the road there's a return.
James Allen Fox is professor of criminal justice at Northeastern University. Professor, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I'm sorry about the subject, but thank you for speaking with us about this.
Thank you very much.